Let's get it for
Yeah,
Adipic.
no.
We uploaded it with Cartoon. That freak has two heads. Faces. Cool, some 80s style graphics. Do-do-do-do. American Embassy. No, yeah, I was close. An Avco Embassy film. Oh, a couple presented this movie?
Yeah. They're brothers. No,
I
they're
had.
brothers.
Oh, ew, that's incestuous.
Yeah,
Blended.
Landau. Eli and Eddie.
Eli
See,
Landau. Eli, and, are they twins? What
Eli was a
twin? What twin
childhood
name?
friend of Walter Matthau, and that's how they landed him.
Sweet. How did they land
Ben
Herbert Moss if
Watterson.
he said yes?
Ned Beatty. These are some good names, man. Yeah, this is a for real movie.
Oh, Art. And this is based on a novel by Garfield the Cat.
By Garfield the Cat, that's right, who loves lasagna.
The Spy Who Hates Mondays. Never say Mondays. You only lasagna twice. Look at that phallic symbol. I am Walter Matthau. No one could wipe his eyes in public like Walter Matthau.
Garfield also wrote Death Wish.
Oh, really? This guy's a Renaissance author.
Yeah. The
He
thing
writes
is,
the
he didn't have as
classics.
much creative control as he would have liked on Death Wish. So this time he wrote the screenplay and he was the guy who sold it around. And it wasn't until Eli Landau finally picked him up, that it got off the ground. Now we're in Bavaria
Well,
here.
he. Yeah, I know. This is like social distancing porn watching this Oktoberfest happen.
Pink Panther guy.
Is that really thing? He's young-ish. Because the Pink Panther guy is just like twitching behind a desk for most of the movie.
Right. No, he's pretty old in this film.
All right. Good. I expect nothing less.
Now, this was all shot with hidden cameras so that the people who are in the crowd just acted normal.
Interesting. They didn't notice that Walter Matthau was taking photographs of them?
Well, he's up on like a balcony kind of thing. They would have said, maybe the only one is they would have gone, "Hey, weren't you in the Pink Panther?"
Didn't they have a sign that said, if you drink beer here, you consent to be in our movie?
I don't know how
And
they
you walk
handled
out.
it.
A lot of legal forms. I mean, that table alone is like eight people.
You're under
They
arrest,
never did.
Mitzi.
What? For drinking beer and having a good time? Well, I'm guilty, officer.
Aren't you in Pink Panther? Okay, now, Walter Matthau spies the handoff of the film.
Intriguing. And he used film to shoot it, and we're watching the film about it.
And we're
Makes you think, Carl.
it's so not ironic.
It's so unironic. Isn't it unironic?
And isn't it
Isn't
unironic? Don't you think?
it?
Now
Don't you think?
that's Yazkov, and he's head of the KGB. What's he doing here?
Oh no, and he got caught. This guy
Well, he's
here?
about to get
Or what about the
caught.
special? Hey, all right.
Let's see if we can hear something here.
Little spy talk. He looks pretty old still, Matthau in
Yeah,
1980,
he does
79.
look pretty old.
At one point, he just had that face, and I mean, you look at the young Walter Matthau pictures. Oh, God, I miss going outside and wearing a silly hat. Who's that guy by the wall? I love that.
Wouldn't miss
Hey,
wearing
he's up.
lederhosen. So what just happened here is he agreed with Yazkov. If you give me the film, I'll just let you go. And Yazkov was like, "That is a bargain." So that's what's happened. He got set free.
Wow. What's the film? All right. Meanwhile, back at the airport.
Right.
Oh
Meanwhile,
my God, Sam.
now this is a time in which you could go through the gate. You didn't have to go through a security checkpoint, and you could meet someone at the plane.
Well, I like to go to the airport, sit in a hangar, do a crossword puzzle, and then take a stretch. Yeah, right. You walk up to the tarmac to meet your buddy.
Yup, it's a
Can I
different
help you?
time. That's Sam
I don't
Waterston, of
know.
course.
Right, from Law and Order, right? Is that the show?
Yeah, from Law and Order, but right around this
Good to
time
know.
is when he hit. Like in 74, he was in The Great Gatsby, and then he was in Interiors, a Woody Allen film you told me to rent, and I did.
No, I told you, yeah, I mean, like, it was his first serious movie, so take it for what it is.
Listen
Dear
to
old Ned
this.
Beatty. I miss Ned Beatty.
Can you
He needs to be
hear?
in more movies. I can hear you.
He goes,
Is Paul.
I didn't remember you being this short. How'd you get so short?
Well, they hired me.
Yeah,
Who were you expecting, Sam Waterston?
I didn't know this was a film short.
You know what I miss, Carl, are the cheap three-piece suits. I don't think we ever had the pleasure to walk around wearing three-piece suits like that.
Yeah, three-piece suits went out of fashion because they were considered like overblown. They were considered like you're really putting on airs or something. Okay, you see how the trophy, the gun is pointed at Walter Matthau. The
Right.
filmmaker's trying
Because what
to
is it?
make a point. Okay, so basically, this guy is a bureaucrat. And like he's a silly person, he's saying all sorts of silly things, and so they're setting him up to be our bad guy. Now watch, he
Gotcha.
puts on his glasses and then he doesn't use them. See that?
Well, right, yeah, he looks up.
Weird.
Well, there is reading glasses.
Yeah, and he
You
doesn't
can't read
use
the plaque without it. There's that gold album. Oh, no, that's a.
shooting range.
Yeah, I usually frame mine up.
I would, but I always, you know, that it's embarrassing that they're not in the center.
I just have so many because I always like to shoot them. And I noticed that the other gun trophy was pointing at the bullet holes.
I always reuse mine
And
because I always
this
miss.
one too. Yeah, right. You say it's called recycling.
So now what's happening
Yeah, right.
is Ned Beatty's saying, like, you're too old to be a field agent and you're always fucking up. You let Yazkov go, the head of the KGB. So I'm giving you a desk job. And Walter
Oh
Matthau's like,
no.
I on purpose let him go because we know him. We know him and everything about him. That's more valuable that he's in his place.
Right. Oh, so he's like the prisoner, right? The spy TV show where they just know too much.
No, but
Maybe not.
he's saying that the head of the KGB is a person we understand, we can identify. It's smarter to keep him where he is, because if there's a new guy, we'll have to
Oh, I
find out
gotcha.
who he is and then learn about him.
And Ned Beatty's like, you should have brought in KGB guy.
That's right. You let the head of the whole thing go. And he's saying, we plugged the leak. We got all the little fish. They ratted out the big fish. 2 years I was on this operation and it was success.
Right. Does he mention how many days prior to retirement?
No, that would be very, yeah, apropos.
It would, I think Poe would write about Edgar Allan Poe, you're talking about, right?
Apropos. Okay, so he trained
Here's the
Sam
door.
Waterston. He trained this guy named Joe Cutter, and now he's replacing him.
Whoa. Isn't it always? Hey, there's his replacement. This
Right.
is awkward.
Now they have a good relationship, and he respects Walter Matthau's character. And that'll play out throughout the movie.
He has the same tailor as Ned Beatty. They're wearing the same suit.
I think it might be the times.
Yeah. Imagine having a security job where all you got to do is just stare at the two black and white monitors.
That's right.
You know, you put down your crossword and your coffee.
Now we're learning, like, Walter Matthau's friends with everybody.
Yeah, sure. He's been in the CIA for, like, forever. Right. He knows the JKL section, like, the back of his book. Yeah. Hey, he's putting his glasses on.
Like, the back of it. He knows it frontwards and backwards. He knows JKL and LKJ just as much. Okay, so now he's switching files to hide.
Oh. Pretty clever. And we should give it up to the old world, the old school of files and films, it's where the paper. Physical items are, yeah.
Now, this is 1980, so I guess we had Windows, right?
Not in this. Not this guy. He has no windows in his office. Just file cabinets.
Yeah, just file cabinets.
Yeah, it was DOS probably in 80.
Yeah, you don't think there was a typewriters throughout this film. Now, this guy on the left,
same suit.
Walter Matthau's son.
Interesting. Who's done a lot of shit, I believe.
Well, no. He did a lot. This was his last film, and for the last 25 years, he's been a news reporter for New Jersey 101.5, right here in my home state.
Now, have you ever had the chance to listen to him?
No, I just learned it from researching this movie. I've heard 101.5 a million times, of course.
I remember his first rock news broadcast. This just in, Thompson Twins rules.
No, he's a rock reporter. News. He's a reporter. Now, he was in...
You know, Kurt...
He was in Battlestar Galactica and Love Boat, and he was also in our podcast film, The Concorde, Airport 79.
Interesting. Oh, I'm a fan of that film. I didn't realize there was a Matthau in that film.
Yeah, and he played the inciting role of Technician One.
Here's your book you read, George Kennedy. Thanks, Technician One.
Apparently, Walter Matthau wrote this scene we're watching right now. This woman here is like his love interest, and her name's Glenda Jackson in real life, but it's Isabel von Schoenberg in the film.
Wait, is it Glenda Jackson?
It's
Glenda Jackson.
Yes. What did I say?
Lisa Jackson.
I did not. So anyway.
Carl loves Lisa Jackson. Okay, Freudian slip. You just love Lisa Jackson, that's all.
Now listen. This actress is LaToya Jackson, and she's playing Isabel von Schoenberg. Anyway, they're flirting right now. She's
that's easy for you to say.
To know him and suggesting wine.
Huh.
So.
Well, I mean, she did suggest him her plastic surgeon.
He was about to get a desk job, and so... Instead, he flew to Austria to meet her.
Huh. Now, who is Glenda Jackson? I mean, this movie, it's like she's a heavy hitter, and she's like the anchor of this film, but I don't remember her in anything else.
Well, she was an English actress and a politician, and she was big in the 50s. But she won Academy Awards for Best Actress for Woman in Love, 1970, and A Touch of Class in 73.
Wow.
She, you know, she's had a hell of a career. She was elected in 92 for the Labor Party for Hampstead and Highgate. Tony Blair's government.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. Well, all right, that's cool. So she didn't turn into like a Trump-loving MAGA. We don't have to go through that route tonight.
No, she is a liberal. I think she's still alive because in 2015 she stepped down. She didn't go after an election.
She's got a nice place.
Yeah, we're learning that her deceased ex-husband, you know, it's his place and she manages his affairs, business affairs, now that he's gone.
Gotcha. God, they need more shit in there.
Right.
I don't know, like an urn, maybe an ottoman, newspaper. Oh, take it out, spy shit. That's how spies act.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just making a spy. There's one right out there. Spy, recognize spy.
So she's going to be the love interest and she's going to help him, but he hasn't decided what he's going to do yet. He doesn't want a desk job, you know,
Right.
he's come here to sort of hide out and think about what's his next move going to be.
Interesting. Well, who cares, man? Like, what is a desk job that bad? He wants to be a spy.
Well,
He is
yeah,
a
I
spy.
mean, what was happening is Ned Beatty was really trying to humiliate him. The whole thing is that Ned Beatty has all sorts of files on people, and that's how he rose to be in his CIA, what do they call the local office? I don't know what they call it. And
Oh, satellite, an affiliate. No, wait, a
station
compound.
head,
No, the.
something like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, Carl. I'm not CIA. That's all I can say.
So Walter Matthau isn't going to put up with that. I mean, he's a field agent. He always has been. And
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real rogue. I'm a real comic. Going on the road means I'm a real comic.
right, exactly.
You ever meet the guy?
Yes.
You're not a real comic. You perform comedy, but you're not a road comic.
Right.
Great. Great.
I'm a cruise comic.
Oh, hey, I have a friend that did magic on a cruise. He did that for a while. I don't know. I wouldn't knock it. I mean,
Sure. You're in a hotel
yeah.
all day long. I mean, sure. Now, our director
How
here,
easy could it
Kyle
be?
Neem, he his name is Neem. He directed the Poseidon Adventure.
Wow, this guy keeps afloat, as it were. That's a good movie. I've seen that more than twice.
He also did Gambit, but other than that, he did, I don't know, Scrooge, 1970, not a famous one. But in researching this film, I stumbled upon a film called Meteor with Sean Connery that he directed. So I checked it out. I watched the whole thing, you know. It
You watched Meat Eater.
sucked.
Was it about a vegetarian?
Meteor?
Oh, I thought you said meat eater. Meteor sucks. I read about that in Dynamite Magazine in 1979. You don't have to tell me how bad Meteor is. That movie, I think it was Bananas. It might have been Dynamite or Bananas magazine for Scholastic, but yeah, that's you saw it on the YouTube?
Yes, I saw it on YouTube. Yes, I couldn't find Outland on YouTube,
Oh yeah.
so I went to the your favorite movie site 123moviesfree.com and found it
They
and
don't
watched
have that. Did? You did find that there? Holy shit.
It was good,
Yeah.
man. And the father from I Love Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, Joe,
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle,
Peter
yeah, he
Boyle.
was the heavy, he was the bad guy.
Wow, you know, it's really tough to find a movie on 123 movies or movies 123. Because you're like, search Joker, any other movie but Joker. Sorry, you come up nothing.
It's not true, Mike. That site has everything, and it has what's in the theater now, and it has stuff that you can't see, that you can't rent from
I do
Netflix
not condone.
DVD.
We as a podcast do not condone this.
We do
This is what you're not.
condone. Yes, it is a
No, we don't.
yes, Mike. We do not.
Oh.
What authority are you representing, Mike? Okay, now he sees the window is open, right? Remember he closed the
Right.
window? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he finds a
Yeah.
surprise bottle of vodka.
Oh, from the KGB. I guess. Is it cold? At least have the courtesy to chill it.
I guess no.
There's some olive. Oh, there we go. Oh, cute. Oh, wait, so he just turned his back and there it was?
Well, he
No, it
woke
was
up in the
already there.
morning. It's tomorrow morning.
Oh, there's nothing better to wake and drink.
Basically,
Wake
what
and
we
bod.
learned tonight is he got lucky. He slept with LaToya Jackson.
Yeah, who would have predicted that? Maybe the Psychic Friends Network.
She wasn't part
There
of
they
that.
are, the old classic. LaToya was.
No, she was not. You're thinking
Before
of.
she joined the labor. She never did that? She did some kind of cheesy phone thing.
Maybe
LaToya.
you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so now, of course, Pink Panther Dude is trying to recruit him to be a double agent or a field agent, and Walter's just smitten. He's so happy that he got the offer, but he turns it down, of course. And
Yeah, he's an American.
yeah, but it's not just because of the flag. It's like, so he brought the vodka with him.
Oh, that's a great idea. What a gentleman.
He says,
Nothing like a little public park drinking.
he goes, there's lots of money for you. And he goes, that kind of money's a little too expensive to make.
Yeah.
So
In
then
rubles. Look at it.
Yazkov goes, well, what will you do now? Write your memoirs? And we zoom in on him because that gives Walter Matthau the whole idea of this film. He notices that the
Now
CIA
he's getting a
is.
photograph.
Yeah.
Now you can tell it's the CIA from that suit, that gray 3-piece suit they all wear.
Gulp.
Gulp. He didn't take the money shot. Okay, and smile.
Yeah.
Two, three. Wow, he's already, the Russian guy already had his glass filled.
Yeah, that's right. Is that
Like,
continuity?
I.
Look, he gets
Well,
the
no, he
idea.
just has his own
Write
bottle.
my
Too late.
memoirs.
There you go. Camera zoom in. Maybe I will. My birthday is Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
Have you
1922.
been drinking vodka? That's right. We were both. Well, I think his 100th birthday celebration happened this year. So we were both born in 1920,
So I
October
saw
1st.
his not his obituary, but a news story about him passing away. And I learned that at the time he died, he had $5 million in gambling debts.
What? Really? Walter Matthau? Holy shit.
Look at that typewriter, huh?
Yeah, it's well, you got to play a record while you type. He pecks and hunts like the classics.
Okay,
What
now
classics do
LaToya
that?
is reading it and she cannot believe he's being honest about what goes on in the CIA. And she's like, no, you fucking don't. You're gonna get killed.
Excellent. Gripping stuff, patreon stuff. Imagine if we, the audience, get to read it.
Yeah. But we
Yeah.
don't ever. All we get is like excerpts, like whose dumb idea was it to give a poison cigar to Castro and stuff like that? You see,
Yeah, I was wondering whose idea that was.
this is like after Watergate, you see, and our perception of the government changed. Like the movies that used to be spy movies like James Bond, now it's like, 3 Days of the Condor and Marathon Man and
Right.
Capricorn One. It's all these
Seen both.
cover-up films.
Yeah. Was Capricorn 1 the one where they faked the moon landing?
They fake a landing on Mars.
Yeah, was it O.J.
Yeah, it
Simpson? I
stars
remember that movie, Peter Hyams.
And I gotta tell you, Mike, that
Yeah,
when
I
you
didn't.
watch that film, O.J. Simpson is not a murderer. He didn't kill anybody.
I know. I waited till after the credits. I thought it was going to be like a post-credit scene, but no.
Right, a post-credit scene of him slicing him up. Nope.
God, Sam Waterston young, it's just creeping me out. I can't
Yeah.
imagine if he's Bill Waterston, creator of Calvin and Hobbes. At
Now they
least they're wearing
find out
different
he
suits today.
switched his file. He's been seen with the leader of the KGB. And of course, Sam Waterston is like, this is no big deal. Give the guy a break. He's not gonna, it's harmless. He switched his file. He shouldn't have done it, but he doesn't want to be a name in a file.
Yeah.
Okay,
Now he's
throughout this whole
drinking
film,
drunk.
we hear Mozart. That's what this film is all about. And it was Matthau that sort of picked a bunch of Mozart music.
Yeah, there's something like going to the movies and watching Walter Matthau and Mozart just kicking ass.
Yeah.
Like, move over, John Williams. Excuse me, Junkie XL. I want to hear a movie soundtrack. I want it to be Amadeus Mozart,
Now,
who
what
is
he's
great
doing
at
right now
Beethoven.
is being remembered so that the CIA picks up that he went through a border, He's basically
Oh, so he's acting like an ass.
trying to get noticed. He's fucking with them.
Ah. Wait, where is he from? Like, where's the office? Is this Dallas?
He's in Austria right now.
Ah.
And this is
Yeah,
chapter
where's Ned
one of the
Beatty?
book he's writing, and it's going to Moscow, London, Italy, Langley, Virginia, Washington, D.C. It's going to, yeah.
He's fucking, he's really fucking around. He's like the original troll
You're
doing a
right.
data dump.
Right.
Yeah. This guy, young guy is Julian Assange. He's like, just give me an idea. Yeah, there
This
you go.
movie really predicts a bunch of books that were written by former agency insiders. Now, I don't know anything about this except from research, but apparently there's C the CIA and the Cult of Intelligence. Actually, that's 74, so it doesn't predate. Decent Interval, Panicking the CIA and the Government. And there were many, court cases. So,
Yeah. I said, was there a pro-CIA movie? It must have been a movie where it's like, being in the CIA is cool,
and
man.
Marky Mark would
Boom.
be in it. Mark Wahlberg would
Who?
be in it. Mark Wahlberg, he's always
Yeah, Mark
in
Wahlberg.
government-funded movies.
It's so true. And they're shot mostly by David Ber Peter Berg, the director who did the Spencer Confidential movie on Netflix. Did you see that one?
No. But I mean,
Censor
this
for
movie,
hire?
he was in the movie with the Boston Marathon. He
Yeah,
was
I
in
was
the
just
movie,
thinking that one. Yeah.
the one in which the three guys are in Afghanistan and they're behind enemy lines. He was in the
Yeah, I think they're both directed by Peter Berg.
it makes
He
sense.
did Peter. Yeah.
He was
Yeah,
in
they're like really like the
Boston.
ed
Do you remember the oil spill in the Gulf
Three
of
Kings?
Mexico? In the
No,
Gulf.
yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Deepwater Horizon, something like that.
Deepwater Horizon.
So right
Oh,
now he's
Diner's
getting
Car.
passports, driver's licenses, credit cards. He's going to an old contact.
I'll say, check out the furniture. Hey. I am very honored to be performing with Walter Matthau for my only scene in movie. For your
Look at my hand
consideration.
over charging you.
So this movie it played on TCM and it went to the Criterion Collection, and it's always like a big deal.
Yeah. Now,
In the
here's
four
what I
times
said
you watch
predated.
it,
The
yeah.
book that Garfield wrote called Hopscotch predated these tell-all books from the CIA. He wrote
Right.
26 drafts of this movie before they settled on this one.
They said, we gotta make this movie's gotta release by Christmas. Just fucking, we'll take this one.
Yeah. Now he named it Hopscotch because that's the children's game, as you know, whereas in the player has to Retrieve an elusive object while hopping on a sidewalk from space to space. One false step or clumsy move could mean falling and landing on one's backside, as he puts it. So that's why he...
Ooh.
Yeah.
For our dumber listeners, the novelist is referring to ass. And we love you, by the way. We wouldn't be here without you.
Best novel of the year. So...
I'm sorry, it won what of the year?
It won the Edgar Award for Best Novel of the Year, and it was a bestseller. You know, that's why it got made.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll find that book. How cool would be that? Oh, what you reading? Oh, a book that was based on the 1980 movie?
Other way around.
No, the right. But it became a 1980 movie, I'll say.
This movie's based.
Let me practice. He is just living the high life, gambling, going on, getting an airline ticket, wearing a nice travel hat. Matthew has style, man. He's always the same. Like, that's all I need to look like in a suit, like Walter Matthau. Just slubby and presentable. That's it. Done. You know?
Concord.
Yeah. Oh, and that's maybe his son hooked him up because he was in Concord 79.
Right. There's his son right now.
Yeah.
So Sam Waterston, like, every time he makes a move, Sam Waterston laughs and he's like, it's not funny. And he goes, of course it's funny, Leonard.
Yeah, the spies have a wry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. When he takes Spy versus Spy, that's pretty subtle shit.
Yo. So, Spy versus Spy cartoon that hit you over the head. I would hardly call it subtle.
It really pulls the rug out from under you.
Here.
Into a crocodile pit.
Take this ticking bomb.
Carl, remember the time I saw you sleeping, sunbathing, and I thought it'd be hilarious if I light a dynamite stick next to you? And when I got there, you were actually made of dynamite?
Yeah.
You were just a dummy made out of dynamite?
Perfect.
And then... Not only did I blow up, but my teeth flew out of the explosion, and you just sat in the bushes behind me, smiling, giving the peace sign.
Giggling.
You were trying to tell me something, but I don't understand Morse code. You were saying, by, that's about Prohethis, right? The original guy, Prohethis.
Oh, I don't remember their names.
Well, the original cartoonist. I forgot his name. It begins with a P, which is very exciting for me because I remember that part. And then I remember, I think Peter Kruger drew it later because, you know, the illustrator passed away and they would have Duck Irwin draw. And then they had this other guy who has a famous internet underground cartoonist take over, and he did like wood cuttings of it. Woodcut prints. That's all I really know about Espionage, the history of Spy versus Spy comics and Mad Magazine. And then Mad Magazine went under.
Thank you for bringing us up to speed.
That was 2019.
When they went out of business, the publisher was mad.
He wasn't mad anymore. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was really mad.
They're giving him they let him trace the call so that they could find out, you know, he's right here in Washington, the son of a bitch. It's a local call. I mean, he's just playing with them. You see the Capitol building?
Yeah. Wow, this movie went all around the world. Look at that. Cars parked right by the... I saw a car parked by a fire hydrant. I'm going to call that in.
$9.5 million to make this film, but it made $20 million. So they doubled
it. So many people. So that means twice as many people watch this movie than I would expect. Let's go see a really boring spy movie. Okay.
I wouldn't call it boring. Spy movie. I wouldn't call it boring.
I know you saw it four times, and God bless you.
Getting a soda here.
Did you, have you ever seen Death Wish, the director's other movie? The writer's other film? Look at the soda.
In my life, I have seen Death Wish, but it was not impressive. It was a vigilante movie. What's his name?
Right.
Peter Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah. Well, you know, he just was sick and tired of it, and he just started shooting at people that didn't look like him, and he gets away with it. And then the second film are the same. And then by the fourth, I think it's a Crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Death Wish 4, the Crackdown. And he's down with busting crackheads. Wow, look at that phone she's got. So she's like, hey, I'm fucking around with people. You shouldn't be fucking around with people.
It was a very European phone, right? Look at it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It looks like Robbie the Robot doing a cameo.
And it reminds me, I need to do the rotary.
Yeah, right there, built into the wall. It's in the middle compartment.
They did hop around the globe for this. Munich, Salzburg, London, Atlanta, and Savannah. Marseille, France, Bermuda, Washington, D.C.
Wow. Pretty impressive. They're in 9 million.
Yeah. And even though they were in D.C., the CIA headquarters stuff was all filmed in Atlanta. And I think you don't like comedy films made in Georgia. It says at the end credits, special thanks to the Georgia Film Commission.
Ahead of its time. Boo, the Florida Film Commission. Yeah, the Georgia film, any movie that's shot in Georgia, and you know what, I do feel bad because the pandemic is like stopping everybody from working, especially in the entertainment industry in Atlanta. Like, you know, I had a friend, and I'll talk about her and a movie that we just did that's available in a second. But we, fuck it. Can I plug the movie?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you should check out a movie called The Thieves' Code, and you can find it on Vimeo On Demand. It's a recent film that was going to play a couple festivals, but the filmmaker is just releasing it. There is a charge on it, but it's a film where my friend is now in Atlanta. She's a thief, and she is dating woman and a guy, and the guy's a thief, and a lot of shit. They both owe money, not the woman, but her girlfriend and boyfriend owe money to a mob member, and shit gets crazy. And it's a good movie, and I have a little scene in it.
That's great. The Thieves' like, Cove.
Yeah.
And there is a fee, but code, of course, you could go to 123moviesfree.com.
No, all right, do me a favor, go to 123movies.com, type in the Thieves' Code, you prick. And go ahead and cheat out my buddy Alex Power around off his movie. Or you could just pay Alex $3 and watch 60 Seconds of Mike Spiegelman in a two-hour movie. What a great treat.
I just want to see your clip. Put it on YouTube.
I know. I'll come over here. I'll come over and show it to you.
Yeah, and sneeze while you're here. So now...
I bet.
Okay,
please.
I told you this at the beginning of the film because it's playing out here. When he was in his office being disrespected, told that he was going to be getting a desk job, Ned Beatty was on the phone with his wife about his second home in Georgia. So Walter Matthau is under an alias renting the house.
Wow, and you got Madeline Kahn as a realtor. That's pretty impressive.
She's the ugliest Madeline Kahn I ever saw.
All right. I will not respond. I'll let you have the last word. I could think of, well, never mind.
She's putting thick the Atlanta accent right now. Let's see if
so Atlanta right now is like a hot spot. Georgia, the state, is a hot spot for entertainment, for movies, and a lot of modest budget movies, especially comedies, are always shot there, and they're always cookie cutter, man. Game Night, they just always are the same thing. Did you see Game Night? That was crazy, huh?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, towards the end, you know, towards their demise, switched to Georgia for price.
Yeah, well, to put it this way, Adult Swim is part of the Cartoon Network, which would air Hanna-Barbera. It was owned by Ted Turner, who, when he bought the Hanna-Barbera library, created the Cartoon Network to play the catalog he has. And he's from Georgia. He's proud from Georgia. And I think that's part of the reason is that CBS and TNT and even CNN, all these Ted Turner companies are out of his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. But I think that's probably. But in 1980, it was cheap to shoot in Atlanta. When we saw The Annihilators, I watched the bonus feature on the DVD. They were saying like it cost them next to nothing to shoot in Atlanta. There was no unions there. There was just nothing. So you could get away with like just cheap shots.
I used to have a job in Marietta, Georgia. No, in Atlanta on Marietta Avenue, and CNN was close by.
Interesting. Did you meet Jake Tapper?
I didn't meet anybody. I did walk that street a lot, but I never bumped into any CNN people.
Is there a famous CNN person from back then?
Back when, let's see, this was 2002, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, I know who. The one who always like, "You're a killer." You know who I'm talking about? And she was on Headline News.
No, I
You kill me.
don't.
Oh, all right. You got it. Well, that's cool. Atlanta. Well, they're not in Atlanta anymore. So he got hoodwinked, right? And Sam's delivering the news to Ned. And he's like, gotta go.
Well, he doesn't know yet that he rented his house or anything. Ray, basically now they're que he's questioning Sam Waterson Water what's his name?
Waterson.
Sam Waterson's loyalty, because he really likes Walter Matthau's character. And of course they're
Yeah.
playing Mozart, and he's writing chapter two in Ned Beatty's house.
And he spilled a beer in his house too. That is not. Well, that explains why he has a picture of that baby.
Yeah, and the picture will change as the scene goes on. Ned Beatty will get more angry.
Oh, why would you do that?
No,
Is that lazy writing?
it's
Yeah,
cute.
it's cute. Where was I? Tech, hunt, tech, pecka. I think Jerry Lewis has a better routine than the typewriter.
Well, Matthau received a Golden Globe nomination. He didn't win it for best actor.
Huh. Yeah, he seems like he does a good job. I mean, I know we don't have the audio up, but he does seem pretty grounded in his character. And he still has that star personality we call Matthau Senior.
So here he is in Georgia, and he's going to try to charter a plane. He's putting on a terrible fake accent right now, pretending he's from Texas, and he's going to barge into
Let's
the
take a
guy's
listen.
office.
You're new here, are you?
Yes, I am.
I know Mr. Maddox lost.
He sounds like your version.
Does he? How y'all doing?
Oh, hey. This guy I know, he's like in everything.
Yeah,
Saturday the 14th.
and I didn't look him up, and I'm sorry about that. He is has been in everything.
No, it's all right. So I watched Saturday the 14th, the DVD. It's on Shout Collection or Scream Factory and Shout Factory. And they have like a real loving tribute to the guy. Like he's a noted character actor and he's just a weird looking
Watch what
guy.
he does with the money. Watch. Zoop.
Swipe.
And Walter Matthau is like, "May I have my money clip back?"
Yeah, I mean, please, just some tact.
And this guy's like, "You can drop the accent. You know, it's really quite horrible." And he just goes into his Walter Matthau voice.
Oh, Bart.
He wants to charter a plane, is what this is all about.
Captain.
Now, the
Then,
person.
did you ever watch?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please. No,
Well,
you're talking about real
I'll
things.
tell you later. Go ahead.
So, have you ever watched the first season of The Simpsons or The Simpsons and the Tracy Ullman show where Homer sounded like
Probably.
Walter Matthau? He's like, Sophia Loren, you stay away from that Jack Lemmon. Really uncanny, like Walter Matthau.
I.
That's Grumpy Old Man. Or Grumpier Old Man. I forget which movie had Sophia Loren in it? Grumpy Old Man or Grumpier Old Man?
Grumpier.
Ah, which one needs to be, do you prefer the sequels? Like, do you prefer Grumpier Old Man, and do you prefer like another 10 Yards or analyze that? I mean, it just
It's very rare that a sequel is good. As you know, like there's exceptions like Godfather 2, but it's very rare.
course.
But I think that Grumpier Old Men was just as good. I really do. And believe it or
Huh.
not, City Slickers 2 was very good.
Hey, was Bruno Kirby in the second one? No, John Lovitz, the one who kept
John
quoting The
Lovitz was in
Godfather.
it. Yeah, and he was doing Godfather.
All right, I agree. Get to watch some live band music action. Ooh, bring on the comic. Get off the stage, band. We want to see the opening act again.
Yeah, it's a horrible song. Okay, now we're going to meet the pilot of the charter plane, and it's the stepdaughter of Walter Matthau.
Oh, the actress?
Yep.
Wow.
You
So the
see,
whole world looks like math house.
Walter Matthau was Jewish,
Oh, yeah.
and they had that opening scene in Germany. And he was like, I won't do it. I won't do it. And they're like, Walter, come on,
Listen,
man.
Walter.
And so he said, I'll do it if you cast my son and stepdaughter, then I'll do it. That was the agreement he made with the producers.
Unless it's the October 1st birthday type of thing, you would do. You wouldn't know, Carl. You don't share a birthday with Walter
I
Matthau.
don't share a birthday with Walter Matthau.
We were both born October 1st, 1920.
Okay.
We just celebrated our centennial birthday this year. We will. Oh no, we must be 1919. I have one of those birthdays that are at the end of the year, and I always like get my age wrong. Where I'm like, oh, let's see, subtract a year from that, I was 12. I'm like, no, you were 11, motherfucker.
For
We're 12 till October.
your birthday, if it was October, right? So you always missed out on presents. They would give you Halloween candy. This is a combination present. Okay, you see he's got
Fire.
firecrackers.
Well, because he's from Georgia. He's living in Georgia right now. Oh, wait. So he's chartering a plane. He bought firecrackers.
Right.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to shoot some punks. Yeah, Charles Bronson, did you ever see the Bruce Willis Death Wish?
No, Bruce Willis Death Wish?
Yeah, it's directed by the guy who did Hostel. It is one. It's not even a movie. Honestly, it's just like it would fail as a YouTube video. It was exactly what you wanted and less, right? He's killing punks. And then they cut to like Sway's universe on the on celestial radio or whatever, satellite
Right.
radio. And they're like, did you guys hear about this guy, the Bruce Willis killer? The guy looks like Bruce Willis and he's killing punks. And that was the whole movie, was like cutting to nationally known real life radio personality. I'm Man Cow in DC. What's up with the Bruce Willis killer? And it's just not, you know.
I assume
And then
it's
at the end of the
rented.
movie, what's that?
I assume that I should not rent it.
No, I would not recommend it. If you want to see a weird Eli Roth movie, he did a children's movie shortly thereafter, The Clock in the Wall, The House with the Clock in the Walls, which was pretty good. It's kind of a scary kids movie. So if you had to watch a recent Eli Roth movie, I would go with the kids movie.
So now on purpose, Walter Matthau was calling LaToya Jackson, and he's insulting the CIA guy that he knows is listening. And it's also that they can trace his call and find out that he's in Ned Beatty's house to piss off Ned Beatty. And he's saying, they'll never take me alive. I'm armed to the teeth.
Oh, no. So they're going to SWAT the house.
Right.
Classic. He's ahead of his time. He's leaking information online. He's doxing people. Hello, pizzeria. I would like 200 pizzas delivered to Ned Beatty's house. Yes, sir, Mr. Beatty. One regular, come it up.
Well, yeah, the usual for Mathau.
Ned Beatty.
Oh, for Ned Beatty.
Yeah, because he's at Ned Beatty's house.
So there was an Actors Guild strike at the time in which they were promoting this movie, and he made a promotional appearance, and so they called him the Guild. He almost lost his SAG card over that. Like,
no this, shit.
Yeah, the Landu production guys got a special permit, not that they could break the strike, but they did it under a wrong company name or something. Anyway, the charges were dismissed, but it was a big deal at the time.
Well, yeah, I remember that.
Now, he finds out that it's his house now, and he's going to be furious.
He's going to look like that picture. Yeah, he look at him. I like Ned Beatty.
The balls! Now look what
my
he
house.
Crackers.
Oh, he's gonna. So it looks like there's gunfire.
Right, and that will mean they're gonna shoot up Ned Beatty's house. That's the whole joke.
I got this idea from White Spy. Carl, do you remember the time we were spies and we lived next door and you looked into my window and you saw me sleeping, so you went to show up with a bear claw?
Right.
And when you went to put it on me, I was actually a mechanical bear claw and I get you, and then I that's popped true. Out of a window doing the peace sign.
Yeah, that's the day I became the black spy.
Yeah, that's right, you were the black spy. Although you gave me your comeuppance in the title panel, but the main comic I won the day.
Your comeuppance. So originally going to star Warren Beatty, and LaToya Jackson was going to be Jane Fonda, believe it or not.
Oh.
And it was going to be a much darker spy thriller kind of thing.
Well, 3 Days of the Condor, that was Warren Beatty, wasn't it?
No,
that was Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Warren Beatty had like a falling out with Warner Brothers, a big fight or something, and it got all ruined.
He's kind of a weirdo. Like, the very few people like Warren Beatty, where he has complete control of the product, and you get a film once every decade, and
yeah,
they're usually like noteworthy of its bizarreness, whether it's like Town and Country or Dick Tracy or.
I recently saw Dick Tracy from Netflix DVD, and it was very good. It was very good, and it was very stylized, and they were trying to look like a cartoon, and it worked. Everything was the art direction was interesting. It was pretty good.
Yeah. But do you, like, I read the comic and I've seen all the related Dick Tracy shit throughout the years, but I never really saw a color-coded thing like that where, you know,
right.
He was definitely color, he looked more like the yellow kid than, like, the Dick Tracy comics, but,
yeah,
you know, it was a decision. There was some really good, it was well casted, though. I mean, that's the best part of the movie, it's just watching Al Pacino and,
it had,
Dustin Hoffman?
Well, it had Dustin Hoffman, but it also had Godfather.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
No, different Godfather.
Al Pacino did a really good job in that film. It was really star-studded. The only thing, I'm serious now, the only thing was Madonna. People always say she didn't light up the screen, but she really didn't. She looked very She looked like she didn't belong there. She just looked like a regular person in amongst all these stars. I don't know. It was weird.
You figure, like, just the fact that it's a superstar, Madonna would be the price of admission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd be like, wow, I can't believe that there she is on the screen. All right, so their timing is perfectly, right? Like, he got the,
Now he's going to shoot his own father.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
He pulled out a gun. He's not going to shoot his own father. But his father is going to kidnap him.
Interesting.
So now Ned Beatty's like, stop destroying my house. He goes, excuse me.
Which is his intention. This is like sneaking up on a guy shooting a gun.
Well, it's his own son, so we took him by surprise. Oh, don't hurt him.
I was not cool when I was shooting at a house and my father snuck up behind me and grabbed my gun. I'm not cool.
Grab my hair. So Ned Beatty goes, what are they doing? And Sam Waterston goes, they're destroying your house.
Nice. This was the alternative ending to House Party. The somber ending.
This is one of the reasons why they wanted to turn the novel into a movie, this scene.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
it's riveting. It's a real page turner.
There were differences in the book. In the book, we keep saying Walter Matthau. His character's name is Kendig. He fakes his own death using a recovered body from a Paris street. That's okay, because it would have ended up in that vat, like Twisted Obsession,
Joker.
Right?
Yeah, right. But then Torres would see it.
And the body, he put all of the manuscript of the expose so that it would never get published. And that's a big difference. You know, in this film, I won't ruin the ending for you, but I'll tell you that the novel gets published.
Oh, I figured as much. I was going to say you should ruin the ending for me. Oh, I have a cat in the room.
Also, the LaToya Jackson is not a love interest. Okay, now... Watch what he'll do. He's got like a James Bondy spy thing all set up for them. He's waiting for them to follow. And now he dumps oil so that they skid out.
Interesting. That is a classic spy move.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. I'm gonna have to do the Spy Hunter video game theme song. Dun 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 dun.
Peter Gunn, more of a cop thing. That's not a, right? Yeah. That's Peter Gunn.
No, but it was also, yeah, but the Peter Gunn thing was also used in Spy Hunter in the 80s. So I always hear it as a Spy Hunter video game theme song.
Okay, now look, he took his son's passport.
Now he can never leave Georgia.
Right, stuck there. May I see your papers? I'm sorry, turn around and go back into Georgia.
I just want to visit North Carolina in peace. I don't have a map in front of me, so I'm taking a guess.
No passport, no North Carolina.
I'm stranded. I have to get some barbecue.
This film made $6 million in its first weekend.
I don't think anything else was playing. Yeah.
Now, his stepdaughter
I told you this
named Lucy Saroyan, and she's the, I don't know, do you know this name? She's the daughter of novelist William Saroyan.
Yeah, I think William Saroyan. Did he write about depression? I might know about this guy.
I don't know. I don't know that author's name, but the internet thought it was important.
Okay. Sounds good. There's a chartered ship. Everything's ready to roll.
Right. You see that? That was not made out of wood. That was some kind of ore.
Right. Well, Sloan, you know, those boats that land on water, you need an oar to get yourself to the pier dock,
You saw her
the hangar
paddling,
pier.
right? It looked like wood, but it was metal. I mean, it was some kind of
Oh,
oar.
interesting. Is there even room for a giant stick in that plane?
No.